圣灵有忠心呢、啊、
？So we first talk about how to in order to qualify to be the body of Christ, we have to be chosen, to be sanctified, to be forgiven, and we have to trust in the Lord and to be sealed with the Holy Spirit. And in the end, we have to be faithful.
哦，这是每一个信徒一辈子要努力追求的功课。
So this is the homework that every Christian must have.
哦，从凭信心接受救恩的道路。
So through faith, we receive, we tread on this path of salvation.
到有盼望活出圣洁的人生。
To the very to living out the hope of a Christian.
啊，到最后有忠心，一辈子用来侍奉主。
So, and in the end, we are going to serve the Lord to loyalty.
啊，你就有资格被称为教会哦。
Then we can be considered as the church.
好，我们再看下一个教会的组成的结构啊。
So next, we see how the church is being formed.
我们来看以弗所书的第二章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
以弗所书二章十九节、啊、
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19、
啊、因为我们这一次的课程的题目不是以弗所书哦。
Because the theme, the topic for this session is not about Ephesians.
我们的课是以弗所书看教会、啊、所以我们不会一章一章讲过去啊。
So the topic is that we understand the church through the book of Ephesians.、
啊、所以我们来看一下以弗所书第二章十九节。
So let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19.
啊，十九节说，这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人。二十。
Verse 20.
啊，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有耶稣基督自己为房角石。二十一。
21.
各房靠他联络的合宜、合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。二十二。
22.
啊，你们也被他、靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。好、哦，所以在这里讲到一个神的教会，它当中的构成啊。
So here it talks about the structure or the form of a church.
啊，一开始讲到说，当我们信了耶稣，我们不能再做外人，也不能再做客旅。
So here it says that after we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are no longer stranger or foreigner.
那、啊、什么叫做外人？什么叫客旅？
What is strangers and foreigners?
就是不属于这个家中的人啊。
It means that those who do not belong to this household.
所以如果你来我家做客啊。
So if you come to my house as a visitor.
你来这里，你来我家中坐坐聊聊天，那你总是要回家的吧。
Because you, since you come to visit my house, and at a certain point in time, you have to return back to your home.
因为你不是我家中的人啊。
Because you are not a member of my household.
啊，谁可以留下来
？Who can leave? 啊 ，Who can stay?
谁可以留在我的家中
？Who can continue to stay in my house?
我的家人留在我的家中啊。
So my own family members can continue to stay in me.
啊，所以今天我们在神的家中，不要把自己当成一个客人啊。
So today we are in the house of the Lord. We should not consider ourselves as strangers.
我们今天如果来教会哈、
哦、，So today when we come to church,
啊，只是啊，哇。来教会听听道，聚会完就回家。
So we come to church and listen to the sermon. After the service, we go home.
啊，跟信徒当中没有任何的互动。
And there is no interaction between the brethren.
对教会的发展没有任何的关心。
And we do not care about the, whether the church grow or not.
其实你还是外人呢。
So it means that you are still a stranger.
啊，你说我已经洗礼啦。
And you may say that I have already been baptized.
好啦，你是身份上是家人啊，实际上你还是外人啊。
So on status wise, you are part of the family, but in actuality, you are not.
啊，为什么
？Why is that? So?
啊，因为你跟这个家感没有什么感情。
Because you do not have any emotion towards this family.
哦，所以在这里说，你不要只是做一个客人而已啊。
So here it says that you should not be a stranger.
啊，成为这个家中的家人。
But become a member of this household.
啊，但是做家人啊，是有要付出代价的哦。
But being a member of the household, we need to put forth the effort.
啊，如果我请你到我家吃饭哦。
If I were to invite you to my family to have a dinner. 啊，
当你吃完饭以后哈。
After you partake a meal.
啊，我一定是啊，请你到客厅坐坐，大家喝个茶哦。
I would have invited you to go to the living room to have some tea.
啊，我应该不会说啊，吃完饭去洗碗。
So I probably would not say please wash the dishes after the meal.
我不会叫你洗碗，因为你是客人嘛。
I would not ask you as a guest to go and wash the dishes.
我一定是叫我女儿去洗碗啊。
I would have asked my children to wash the dishes.
哦，对不对？因为她是家人啊。
Because she is a member of my household.
家人不是只有不断的对家的，家人不是对家里不断的要求。
So.It is not a consistent requirement of the member of a household.
而是能够真心愿意为这个家里来付出。
But this member must be willing to contribute to this household.
家人不是只寻求一种等价的交换。
So, in a member of a household, do not only seek to have an equal repayment.
而是一种真心诚意的牺牲。
But it is a form of a true sacrifice.
哦，所以啊，我们今天用这种心情来对我们的家人。
So today, if you use this type of this this way of showing love to concern to our members.
是不是我们在做的做家长的
？So being parents sit among here.
有多少家长是砸锅卖铁要让孩子上最好的学校
？So how many of the parents actually work so hard and labor so hard so that their children is able to enter into colleges?
我很少看到比我更小气的人哦。
I seldom see people parents who are more stingy than me.
好。我的小气是到一个很离谱的地步啊
！So my stinginess is actually to the extreme.
有一次啊，我在那个 iPhone 上面要买一个 App 哦，要买一个软件哦。
So I was thinking of buying an app on my iPhone.
啊，99 cents 哦。
This is 99 cents.
我看了十个月。
I was looking at the app for
买不下去啊。
I couldn't buy the app.
我看到我太太受不了了。
So my wife couldn't take it anymore.
太太说你有毛病吗
？So my wife asked me, "Are you crazy?"
我说哎，说不定有一天他会免钱呢。
So I was telling her, maybe one day it become a free app.
我太太说那我帮你出钱好了。
So my wife said, "I'll buy the app for you."
我说可是那还是我的钱呢。
I told my wife that the money that you spend is still my money.
我是一个非常非常小气的人哦。
So I'm a very stingy person.
但讲实话，遇到我的孩子的时候，我会变得很大方啊。
But when it comes to my children, I become a very I'm willing to spend money on my children.
我不敢讲说我对我太太很大方，不敢讲哦。
So I will not say that I'm willing to spend on my wife.
但是我也没有对她很小气就是了。
Of course, I'm not stingy towards her.
但是我对我的孩子是真的很舍得。
So, but I'm willing to spend and very generous towards my children.
这就是父母心肠哦。
So this is the heart of parents.
因为是一家人啊。
Because we are of the same household.
所以啊，你为你的家人，你可以做很多啊，做到死啊。
So because they are of your same household, you are willing to work and sacrifice for them to the point of death.
因为他们是你心上的人啊。
Because they are
in your heart, dear to your heart.
They are dear to your heart.
好，但是啊，今天我们来到教会啊。
But today when we come to church,
那我们说我们在教会里都是一家人啊。
We say that everybody in the church are part of the family.
啊，嘴巴都是这样讲啊，但是行为上面看不出来啊。
So even though we put it, we say that everybody is part of the family, but our action is otherwise.
有时候我们对教会非常计较哦。
So a lot of time we are very calculative towards a member of the church.
为什么我要做？为什么不叫他做？
We say, why is it that I have to do this holy work? Why doesn't the other person do it?
当我们在教会对圣工很计较
，So if we are very calculative in our servitude towards God,
对侍奉喜欢比较
，And if we want to compare our church work, our service to the Lord,
就不是家人了哈。
Then we are no longer of the same family.
那所以在这里呀，在这里呀，保罗告诉我们了。
Here Paul tells us,
他说我们是家人，是不是外人，不是客旅，乃是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人。
So here Paul says that you are no longer stranger or foreigner, but fellow citizen with the saints and members of the household.
那他接下来讲说啊，这个神的家有三个不同的结构，有三个不同的组成呐。
So here it says that there are three different components that construct this church.
他说第一个叫做耶稣基督为房角石。
First, it says that having the Lord Jesus Christ as a foundation or the chief cornerstone.
第二个叫做使徒跟先知的根基。
So the next is the disciple and the apostle being the foundation.
第三个叫做联系各房的活石啊。
Third is to
能够把各房能够联系起来啊。
Third is to be fitted together to form this church.
所以今天神的家啊，神的教会一定有这三个结构。
So in the church of the Lord, there is this structure.
第一个结构叫做房角石。
First is the chief cornerstone.
我们常讲房角石，房角石，但房角石是什么
？So we often use the word chief cornerstone. What does it refer to?
房角石是什么
？What is the chief cornerstone?
它的功能是什么
？What is the
那个我讲
the use of this chief cornerstone.
我讲过的那一组不可以回答。
So,
纽约教会的信徒不可以回答。
So the members from New York.
来，什么是房角石？来，问你什么是房角石？什么的基准？
建房子的对。
OK, 建房子的基准。好。
So it is the reference when you're building a house.
要盖房子，第一颗石头就叫房角石。
So when you're building the house, the first stone is called the chief cornerstone.
这个石头啊，通常是它圣经里讲又大又宝贵的石头，
So the Bible say that the cornerstone is the big and very precious stone.
它的尺寸就是接下来所有 所有石头的标准。
So the rest of the stone that are being laid are with reference to this chief cornerstone.
哦，所以啊，在这里讲说耶稣基督是房角石。
So it says that the Lord Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone.
所以耶稣基督是教会的绝对标准啊。
So the Lord Jesus Christ is the absolute absolute standard.
啊，所以圣经里面讲说他是初熟的果子。
So the Bible says that he is the first fruit.
那我们要像他。
We should be emulate him.
他是众，他是会中的长子。
So he is the firstborn.
我们要像他。
We should be like him.
我说呀，今天一棵果树哈。
So if we look at a fruit tree.
如果今年长苹果，明年长葡萄啊。
So if it grows apple today, this year, but it start to bear.Grapes next year.
妖怪啊,
So it is
不正常啊。
It is abnormal.
啊，为什么苹果树就应该长苹果嘛？
Because an apple tree should bear forth apples.
所以耶稣基督是初熟的果子。
So the Lord Jesus Christ is the first fruit.
是房屋的房角石。
He is the chief cornerstone.
啊，所以接下来的每个都要像他。
So every stone that's laid afterwards should be like him.
所以以耶稣基督的生活榜样为我们绝对的生活标准。
So how the Lord Jesus Christ conduct his daily living should be a standard for us to follow.
同时房角石的功能是连接两面的墙啊。
So the cornerstone is also a reference for you to connect two walls.
啊，因为是第一个石头嘛，就两面的墙就是从它这样延伸出去的、啊。
So because it's the cornerstone, so two walls that started out will be with reference to it.
所以我们之前有讲过，耶稣基督联系我们的不同。
So earlier we say that the Lord Jesus Christ helped us to fit together.
所以超越我们的文化背景、语言跟做事观念。
So it helps us to surpass our culture, our background, our language barrier.
而把我们能够联系在一起啊。
So that we can be fitted together.
啊，同时呢，房角石还有一个功能啊。
So another important function of the chief cornerstone.
你们如果有机会啊，去 Cerritos 教会的时候、啊、
，If you have the opportunity to go to Cerritos Church,
Cerritos 教会有房角石。
So in Cerritos Church there is a chief cornerstone.
去找找看哈、哦。So, 去找找看、哦、
So you can go and take a look.
它有一块石头，上面有刻它的历史，不是历史，有刻它的年代、哦、
So there is a stone that's words on it engraved that say that when it was being built.
啊，其实啊，以前的房角石上面甚至会刻一件事迹哦，几年几月几日谁啊盖这个房子，为什么？它会有一些记录的，历史记录的。
So sometimes a chief cornerstone will be engraved with an incident or an event describing when this how this building is being built.
哦，在房角石上留下印记啊。
So on the chief cornerstone.There is it left behind an engraving.
所以啊，我们讲说教会必须要带着房角石。
So the church must have a chief cornerstone.
要有耶稣基督的印记在上面。
It must have the imprint of the Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们知道我们每一个人在这里的缘由。
So that we can to let everybody know what does he come here? What is the reason for him to exist here?
啊，这个叫做房角石。
So this is a chief cornerstone.
啊，第二个讲说在使徒跟先知的根基啊。
Here it says that it is the foundation of the apostle.
啊，使徒跟先知就是道理的吩咐，道理的教导哦。
So foundation of the apostle and prophet refers to the gospel that's being preached.
所以啊，保罗告诉我们说啊，有一个道理的规模哦，一个 pattern 哦。
So Paul says that there is a pattern of the gospel.
啊，是我们今天必须要遵守的。
This is something that we have to follow.
啊，甚至保罗说哦。
And this, Paul even mentioned.
保罗说，不管是谁啊
，irregardless of who.
是保罗是谁？是天使来哈、哦？如果传的道理跟今天所讲的不一样
，And Paul says that if anybody.Be it an angel or might or Paul himself were to preach another gospel different from what he preached today.
他说这种人要被咒诅啊。
And such a person he will be cursed.
所以真理是绝对的。
So truth in it is an absolute.
真理有所谓的排他性就是 exclusive， 你知道吗？就是绝对排斥任何跟他不一样的
So truth has a nature of exclusive. So it will exclude anything that doesn't belong to the truth.
啊，但是我们今天不太喜欢讲这个啊。
But today we do not like to mention about.
啊，在我们今天的社会，我们。比较喜欢哦 ，inclusive 哦，就是互相包容、彼此接纳哦。
So today in this society, we like to include everyone or into the system.
不要太强调你的立场。
So don't try to emphasize what you believe in.
不要太坚持你的观念。
Don't try to emphasize your your belief.
互相接受包容不是很好吗？
Isn't it good that everybody accept one another?
你 happy 我 happy 大家 happy 啊。
So because if you accept one another, everybody will be happy.
啊，这是我们现在今天社会上的主流啊。
So this is the current trend of the society.
啊，但是很可惜的啊，真理有绝对的排他性啊。
However, in truth has this exclusivity.
哦，是你不能改变这个道理的规模。
So we cannot change the this truth.
哦，所以我们今天教会必须要建立在使徒跟先知的教导上面。
So which is why today our truth is based on the foundation of the apostle and prophet.
而不是按照个人的喜好选择来改变啊。
So it is not based on anybody who likes or dislikes.
哦，所以啊，今天我们讲的是圣经的道理。
So today we talk about the teachings of the Bible.
我们不是讲你喜欢听的道理。
And we do not talk about the teachings that an individual prefer to listen.
我们讲的是圣经的道理。
We talk about the teachings of the Bible.
讲的不是我个人可以接受的道理。
We do not talk about the truth that only I can accept.
今天圣经里面有些道理我也不见得喜欢啊。
So there are some truth in the Bible that I may not be necessarily like it.
但是不管喜不喜欢，我必须要接受啊。
Whether I like it or not, I have to accept it.
因为它是建立在教会必须要建立在真理的根基上面啊。
Because the church is based on the foundation of the truth.
我们有时候啊，跟其他的朋友在谈到圣经啊，在讲道的时候啊。
So when we are discussing with our friend with regards to the Bible,
我们最常遇到什么状况啊
？So what is the common situation?
如果有在跟外教会的朋友在聊天的人啊
，and if you talk to members of other churches，
你会常常发现他们讲哦
，you always realize that there is a common theme。
我觉得
，they will say I would think，
我想
，and I wanted，
我认为
，I in my opinion，
我的牧师说
my preacher said。
啊，你问他说圣经记在哪里啊？我不知道。
And you ask them where is it recorded in the Bible? Then they will say I do not know。
哎，真的，你跟外教会的朋友讲话的时候，常常遇到这些。我觉得，我认为，我想，应该是，哎呀，我的牧师说。
And every time when we meet with members of other churches, they will say I think I in my opinion and my pastor has said it。And I do not know where is it recorded in the Bible.
啊，不只是普通信徒这样子哦。
Not only the members of the church.
有时候啊，他们的可能教会的工人也是这样啊。
So even the workers of their church have a similar display the similar situation.
啊，我有一次啊，在跟一个外教会的 bishop 啊在聊天啊。
So one day I was
两天在吵架，哎，不是在吵架，在谈道啊。
So one day I was debating about the truth with this bishop.
啊，谁叫他先写真耶稣教会？
So because this bishop write things about the true Jewish church.
哦，真耶稣教会极端。
So the bishop has written that the true Jewish church is an extremist.
洗礼跟得救没有关系。
Baptism has nothing to do with salvation.
那，啊，你既然特别讲真耶稣教会，那我们真耶稣教会就要给你回应一下。
Since you have mentioned specifically about the true Jewish church, which is why I replied.
那，啊，我就给他写啊。
So I wrote.
他说：“你说洗礼跟得救无关嘛，对不对
？”Since you have written that baptism has nothing to do with salvation.
啊，《使徒行传》里面说：“起来受洗，洗去你的罪啊。
”So in the book of Acts says that arise and be baptized for the remission of your sin.
啊，所以我就给他回信哦。
So I reply him.
我就把那一节经节拷贝下去。
So I copy this phrase and put it in the letter.
那我就写说：“请问你怎么解释
？”So I ask, how do you explain?
哇，他给我回信哦。
And he replied.
两页。
Two pages.
哇，我认为神应该不是这样。
So he said, I think that God do not mean this.
我觉得我的神不会那么严厉。
So I believe that my God is not that serious.
我想圣经还有不同的解释。
I believe that the Bible has other explanation.
哦，又是这样，写两页都是我认为、我觉得、我想、我相信。
So in the whole letter, he says that I think, in my opinion, and He uses all this description.
啊，我又给他写回去了。
So I replied.
啊，我又是把那一节经节再拷贝一次。
So I copied this verse and put it in the email.
起来，受洗，洗去你的罪，把它拷贝一次啊。
So stand up, arise and be baptized for the remission of your sin.
我写说哪一个字你看不懂？
So I asked him, is there any word that you do not understand?
有时候啊，道理都是这样啊，我觉得，我想，我认为啊。
So a lot of time when we read the Bible, we may think in our opinion, and we are not absolute.
那我记得有一次哦，守寡执事哦，来帮忙领会的时候哦。
So I remember one time when Deacon Sogard helped me to lead the service.
那他讲了一句话哦。
And he mentioned a matter.
他说啊，人常在自己心中为自己创造一个偶像。
So he says that man often try to create an idol within himself.
他说，当你说我觉得、我想、我认为我的神 应该要怎么样，你在拜偶像。
So if you say in my opinion or I think, then this is how my God should be, then you are creating an idol for yourself.
神只有一世啊，
对，一世。
神是一样的。
So God is the same.
圣经里面怎么说他就是怎么样。
How the Bible talks about God, that is how he is.
他不会觉得因为你认为他不可以或者因为他应该要而改变自己的。
So God will not change himself because of your opinion.
所以如果你常讲，我觉得我的神应该不会这样啊。
So if you think that, I think that my God will not be like this.
你在拜偶像。
Then you are worshipping an idol.
那不是神。
That is not God.
那是你在心中给自己创造出来的一尊偶像。
Because it is an idol they have created for yourself.
所以啊，教会要建立在使徒跟先知的根基上面。
So which is why the church has to be built on the foundation of the apostles.
道理上有绝对的必须要遵从的，那 absolute 你必须要绝对的遵从哦。
So we have to obey and commit ourselves to the absolute truth.
所以今天呢，遇到得救的道理。
So today when we meet, we have this truth that leads to salvation.
你跟我只有两个选择。
There is only two choice.
你这些选择接受或不接受而已。
You can only choose whether to accept or not.
因为没有人强迫你接受啊。
Because no one will force you to accept it.
你说，我知道圣经里面讲说得救要洗礼，我就是不想洗，那是你的选择啊。
So you can choose, even though I see that the Bible says that you have to be baptized in order to be saved, but you're not willing to accept it.
我传福音给我一个同学，他跟我讲说，我就是喜欢下地狱。
So I preached to my friend, but he said that I just prefer to go to hell.
他说反正我朋友都在那。
He said that since my friend is out, I'm out there.
那我你自己的选择，那我怎么办
？So this is your choice. What can I do?
所以人只有两个选择啊。
So man has two choices.
你只能选择接受或不接受。
You can choose whether to be safe or not.
但是你没有办法去更改它。
But there is no way for you to change it.
所以人没有资格更改神救恩的道理。
So men do not have the ability or authority to change the plan, the salvation.
第三个讲到联络整齐的各房啊。
Here in 21 it says that.In whom the whole building is being fitted together.
他说你跟我好像这个神家中有很多不同的房子一样啊。
So it says that the church is just like a lot of different buildings.
但是要靠耶稣基督把我们联系起来。
But we need the Lord Jesus Christ to help us to be fitted together.
我们彼得前书提到说要做活石，对不对
？So in the book of Peter it tells us we have to be the living stone.
什么时候做活石？
Well, when do we become a living stone?
就是这个时候啊。
It is at this point.
他说靠着神的能力啊，使我们这个活石啊越拉越长啊。
So with the power of with God, we are able to stretch ourselves.
然后各房联络的整齐，建立起神的殿、神的城啊。
And the whole building being fitted together and grow into the holy temple of the Lord.
所以啊，我们今天啊，如果一个真正信主的人
，So today a true Christian.
他能够慢慢在道理的更新当中。渐渐的在教会里跟大家越来越好。
So through the renewal of the of to the renewal and washing of the of the truth, and he can slowly grow and slowly grow in his faith.
这叫做联络整齐哦。
So he can grow can be fitted together.
在尼希米记里面哦。
So in the book of Nehemiah,
尼希米记里面讲到说他们在盖重新来盖耶路撒冷城啊。
So in the book of Nehemiah talks about them the people returning back to rebuild the temple.
在尼希米记的第三章。
In the book of Nehemiah chapter
3. 我们很快的看一下哦。
Let's read it quickly.
尼希米记的第三章哦。
Nehemiah chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
尼希米记三章第一节哦。
Nehemiah chapter 3 verse 1.
他说那时大祭司以利亚时和他的兄弟众祭司起来建立羊门分别为圣。哦、我们再往下看。
Let's continue to read.
我们来看第十。对他们的屋子哈，在哪里？他们每个人盖的房哦，看二十八节哈
，verse 28，
二十八节啊，他说从马门以上众祭司各对自己的房屋修造哈。那这句话一直在重复在这里，他们建筑的时候出现啊。
So we can see this verse continuously repeat itself.
他们要重新建造圣城耶路撒冷。
So they make repairs to build the city of Jerusalem.
要重新把城墙能够联系起来。
They once again want to rebuild the city wall so that it can be it can protect the city.
这里讲说有两个要求啊。
So there are two requirements.
第一个是要有带头的人。
So there must be a leader.
你看谁带头？
Who is the leader?
大祭司以利亚是跟众祭司带头哦。
So it is a high priest and all the rest of the priests.
所以教会要兴旺。
So in order for the church to prosper,
谁要带头？
Who is supposed to lead?
传道长职负责人要带头。
So it's the church council member, the preacher, and the deacon.
宗教教育老师以及资深年资深信徒要带头啊。
So the RE teacher as well as old members should lead the church.
哦，所以啊，在这里讲说大祭司先带头走哦。
So here it says that the high priest lead the way.
大祭司先动手做榜样。
So the high priest lead the way to be an example for others to follow.
这里特别讲说众弟兄祭司一起来做啊。
Here it says that.All the brothers and sisters, as well as the priests.
哦，所以教会要发展，带头的人要肯先做。
So in order for the church to prosper, the leader must be an example for the rest.
家庭信仰要发展，父母亲要先带头做啊。
So in order for the family to build up their faith, the father and the mother should be the leader of the faith.
啊，有时候啊，父母亲上班啊，很累，很累，很累啊。
So sometimes as parent, after a tiring day at work,
啊，回到家啊，跟小孩讲啊，多去读圣经，去聚会，要多祷告。
So the father or mother will say to the children that you should read more Bible, pray, and go to church more often.
啊，爸爸上班很累，爸爸只要看电视就可以了。
So, as a father, because I'm tired at work, so all I need to do is come home and rest and watch the TV.
基本上这种信仰教导是没有用的。
So such type of faith, this way of cultivating faith is useless.
要从自己先做起，自己带头哦。
So we have to be the example for the kids to follow.
哦，所以第一大祭司亲自带头。
So the high priest set an example.
众人就跟随。
So the rest of the multitude will follow him.
第二，这里讲说大家先盖自己家里对面的那一段啊。
So here it says that each individual family will start to make repair of the wall that is in front of his own house.
教会要发展，从自己家里做起啊。
So in order for the church to grow, we have to start from our family.
先不要什么设大志、立大谋啊，不要先想这么多的事情啊。
So do not set high goals for ourselves.
先从自己家里做起啊。
Let's start from our own family.
先从自己家里有一个祷告的生活。
So we start from our family having a life of prayer.
先从自己家里重视孩子信仰，超于重视他的学业。
So in our home, we should start to have to ask our children to emphasize on the faith rather than on their.
从自己家里开始，晚上辛苦一点带孩子来聚会。
So we can start off by bringing our children to attend night service.
如果离教会很远的，自己在家里聚会。
So if the church is very far away, then you can have your own family service.
从自己家里那一段城墙开始啊。
So first, we have to erect the city wall that's in front of us.
如果大家都能这样做，
if everybody is able to do this,
啊，在这里说神的城墙就整齐了，
then this city wall will be fitted nicely together.
以弗所书说，众房各房就联络成为一个整，联络整齐，成为神的城了。
So in the book of Ephesians it says that in whom the whole building fitted together grows into a holy temple.
所以今天教会需要耶稣基督做房角石为基准。
So today we know that the Lord Jesus Christ Himself has to be the chief cornerstone.
需要依照使徒跟先知的教导，绝不改变。
And having built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets.
第三就是靠众圣徒的努力，连接起神的城。
And the rest is the saints fitted together and grow into the holy temple of the Lord.
成为一个荣耀的圣城。No?
So in the end, it will become a glorious temple.
好，我们一起同心默祷。
Silent prayer.
阿门。